There you go. Omar Ula something.
Kof Hamad Aleph and Mabeza Omar Ula. Ula 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 Hava.
Ula Hava. It's a story. Ula. Ula Hava.
Oh, yeah, Shkai. Okay.
Go ahead.
Ula Hava Yoyev Matanasu Lichohanta. Ula gave Manas Kahuna the Zroya Lichayim Rakeva to a woman.
Hmm.
He gave it to a Bas Kohen. Even though the husband was a Yisrael, and we're going to see in the Gemara, this means even if she's married. Even if she was married to a Yisrael, it does not matter.
He gave it to a Bas Kohen, not to Ashes Kohen.
No, Ashes Kohen, you can't give to. Exactly.
Why?
It's totally Zebezeh. Because you have to give it to a human being who is either a Kohen or a Bas Kohen. If she is, we don't follow here the principle of Ishtek Kufa. This is not Truma. When it comes to Truma, it's a halacha that the woman's status with regard to Truma follows her husband.
Truma, yeah.
When it comes, so therefore, if she's married to a Kohen, she can eat Truma.
Even if she's a Bas Yisrael.
Even the Bas Yisrael.
And vice versa. Let's say if she's a Bas Kohen, she marries a Yisrael.
No, then she loses cannot.
She loses it. She follows her husband's.
Yes, she follows the status of her when it comes to Truma. And likewise, Levi, when it comes to Maisa Risha and the Zelbazach for a Levi. But when it comes to the Matnas Kahuna, we are now going to have a Machleikis in the Gemara.
Yeah.
Is a woman's status Ishtoi Kigufoi in regard to Matnas Kahuna or not? So Ula tells us not. Ula Havyav Matnas Lechanto. Ula gave this Matnas Kahuna to a woman who is a Kohenis. And you're going to tell me it means over here a single woman? That's also a Chidush, but we're going to see in the Gemara in a few moments from now. Lav Dafka, wait a few moments. When you see the Gemara, they gave the Zeraya, the Lechayayim Yakeva, to a woman who was even married to a Yisrael. And get a load of this. And once she gets it, she cannot give it to her husband. And the truth is, once a coin gets it, the coin can give it to anyone who wants. There's no Kedusha. Once the coin gets the Zeraya, the Lechayayim Yakeva, you can give it to whoever you want. Now, why? Because the answer is because that's about the word Kohen. It says in the Parashat Manas Kohuna, the word Kohenes. Look at the Rashi. Rashi, the three lines from the last word of the line, look at Kohenes. Bas Kohen, I feel Ashes Ish. Even like I told you, even in Ashes Ish, we've seen a few moments. Why? Why? The Kevin, the Kedusha, less Lehu, being that there is no Kedusha. Zeroya Lechayav Yakev is fundamentally different than the case of. Than the case of Truma. Truma has Kedusha. The Ma'na is going to do not have Kedusha. The Enam assume Lazarim, there's no prohibition for a Zar to eat it. Harei Muteres Bohen, Veladami Lutuma, Avimishu Venasan Lakoi. Now here's the point that we really want to make now over here is it says in the Torah, you shall give the Ma'na Tzkahuna to a Kohen. A Kohen normally means a Zohar, a male. Not a female.
She's asking a side question.
That's the whole Gemara. The Rashi is leading us into the whole Daf Gemara. It says in the Torah the word Kohen. When it says the word Kohen, does Kohen mean specifically a male? Or does Kohen mean a member of the tribe? Lav Dafka, male, even a female. Anyone. So you'll ask the question.
The point here is he gave it to a woman.
Correct.
Even though she was married to...
That's not the main point the Gemara is going to focus on right now.
The main point is that she's a woman.
The main point is that she's a woman. And the problem, what's the problem? What's the chiddush? What's the main point the Rashi is telling us? It says in the Torah, V'nosan la'koyhein.
So you think it means not Koye women?
Koyhein means a male, not a female. So what is the answer? In Chanan, because Sabar, according to Ra'ula...
Right.
One second. So Kohen Lagab, the Matnas Kohen. Yeah.
V'nosan laKohen. Kosavar. Afilu Kohenes b'mashma. The word Kohen is lav dafka a male. Afilu Kohenes b'mashma. The word Kohen is a general term. Anyone from the tribe. Anyone from the tribe is nichlal in the word Kohen. Okay. Anyone is called a Kohen. That's why it's going to be okay. Bye. Next. Fragdigler is a kasha, really. Ula in honor of Aryeh Roth.
Yes.
Ula Havi Yav Batras Lakahan, he gave the Martin to a woman. Ace of Ula. Really? Stay in the Torah. Minchas Kohenes, Necheles, Minchas Kohen, Ein Necheles. There's a halach of if a Yisroel. Let's have some background here. If a Yisroel brings a mincha, what is the halacha? How much of the mincha is burnt on the mizbeach? Only a kemitza, only a fistful. What about the remainder of the shirayim?
Kohanim
eat it. Let's say a Kohen shows up in the Beis HaMikdash and wants to bring the Kohen Mincha. Regular
Kohen.
What happens to his Mincha? The entire Mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach. There's no Kemitza. You take a Kemitza. You're right. You do take a Kemitza.
And the rest has to be burnt on the Mizbeach?
Yes. And you burn the Kemitza and you burn the
Shirayim. Why can he benefit? Why is it?
That's Gzeirus HaKasa.
If he himself brings the Mincha's
Kohen. Not only if he brings it, anyone brings it. A Kohen. If a Kohen brings it, the Beis HaMikdash.
Unless if a Yisrael brings it, Yisrael brings it, then he can.
Only the Kemitza is burnt on the Mizbeach.
And he gets the rest.
And the Shirayim goes to all of the Kohanim.
That's all. Yeah, but if he brings it himself, then all the
Kohen brings a Mincha, then a Kemitza is taken. Let's not forget that.
And then the rest after is burnt.
Yisrael is burnt. Well, let's say a woman shows up in the Beis HaMikdash, and she is a Bas Kohen.
Yeah.
A Bas Kohen.
Married?
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That's exactly what we're doing. Doesn't matter. Yeah. And she offers a Karban Mincha. So what is the halacha? The halacha is, it is not, Mincha's Kohen is Necheles. It's like a Yisrael. It doesn't make a difference.
No.
It doesn't make a difference. If a woman shows up and she offers a cup of mincha, the kohen takes the kemitza, burns the kemitza, the leftovers are given to the kohanim.
And she's not allowed to eat it.
She's not allowed to eat. Well, she... We never eat anyway.
One second. When it says kohanim, it means only male.
Only males. You know, you take a good point, because maybe you think...
Women, not invited.
Right. That's not the point we're making over here. That's not so good. But the point over here is that the shirayim are eaten by the kohanim. So what's the why? Because it says in the Torah, in the parasha, it tells you that if a kohen brings a mincha, the entire thing is burnt. It says the word kohen, and the word kohen means a male kohen, lamute a female kohen. So the question is, it's the same word. The word kohen appears by a mincha, and there we have a male and a female. And here, when it comes to the
zeroya, it includes a female as well.
So a stira, you have to be consistent in how you translate the word kohen. So here's the word kasha. The word kasha. Minchas kohen is necheles. Minchas kohen ainu necheles. The minchas of a kohenes is necheles. Minchas kohen ainu necheles. But we are married if you be consistent.
I'm sorry again. Minchas kohen is necheles. Who eats
it? Female. The kohanim eat it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Via Marta, if you're going to tell me you're going to be consistent, that when it says the word kohen, it means females as well. Via Marta, kohen afilu kohenes. Oh, via Chassidim says in the pasuk chol minchas kohen kolil tihyeh, it shall be completely burnt. Lo seyachel. So be consistent. Right. Just like when it says by matnas kohuna kohen includes even a kohenes, so too when it comes to the mincha. Is koye means afilo kohenes, and it should be completely burnt. So what do we walk away with over here? A contradiction. We have a contradiction. How we darshan the word kohen? The Gemara says amale. So he said to him, Rebbe, mi tunach. You have reached. The word mi tunach means
in your own bundle.
Means hagi higaticha. You have touched upon something very important. In other words, you're asking a very good question. The simple meaning over here is it means mi tunach, higaticha. It comes to you. Okay, what's a good translation? What do you have in the art of
your own bundle? The very case you cite the challenge
from the pasuk itself comes the answer. Okay, from the pasuk that you cite from your own bundle, in the bundle that you're asking the question, there you will find the answer. You cited the pasuk that says "V'chol minchas kohen, v'chol minchas kohen kolil tiyeh, shall be completely burnt." But the parsha of Mincha begins with two more words. Aaron ubanov.
It's a klal of props.
So therefore, no. Banov means Aaron is a male and his sons.
Right.
So therefore, it does not say the word Aaron ubanov in the parasha of the Zeraya and the Lechaya and the Akeva.
Right.
So where it says Kohen. The word, if Stama Zoy, it says Kohen, I am correct. Kohen means everyone, even women. No discrimination.
Aye, by Mincha.
There, it doesn't just say the word Kohen. It says Aaron Ubana.
I see.
So why are you allowed to give it to anybody but Aaron?
What do you mean? You're talking... Well, no. That parasha of a Mincha being burnt, that specific halacha of Mincha being burnt says the word Aaron Ubana. Let's see inside. Mi Tunach, from the same Bun we have as the answer, Arnu Banav Kisum Parsha, which means there in that pasuk it says, by the mincha that shall be completely burnt, only time it's completely burnt is when a real male Koyein
brings
comes
it
to the Beis HaMikdash. Mm-hmm. But if a female brings the mincha, that's not called Aroinu Banav.
Therefore, the Khan.
That's why a female Koyein gets to eat it. You do not have this exclusion in the sugya of the Zuraya and the Koyein Yakeva. And that's why in that sugya the halacha will be Koyein V'afilu Koyenes. Even a Koyenes is entitled to be the recipient of the Matnas Kuhuna. Vaita. Next. Now, the Gemara says that this we have just learned from Ula,
but who's an Amayor. That means he could fulfill the mitzvah of like, giving to
but
a female.
Yes, exactly, because it says, you shall v'nosan la koyhein. It does not say v'nosan la aron ubanov.
On the side, of course, the person,
if it would say la aron ubanov, then you will be correct. You may not give it to a female. But it does not say that. It says v'nosan la koyhein. And the word koyhein includes females as well.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Now, the Gemara goes further. This we have just learned, that Ula's halacha is really dependent on a machlokes tanoim. So here we're going to show that we're going to go up one generation, or what, a few generations, to show you that when it comes to the tanoim, they really disagree with this halacha. Debei Rabbi Shmuel Tana, in his base verse, they taught, koyein v'loy koyein. It's not so. Not so. The word koyein automatically comes to exclude an echanamdia, meaning that you may not give the zraya, the lechoyem yakeva, to a woman. You may not give it to her. The Yilmoid Sasa Min Hamafarosh, and therefore what is the halacha?
You actually learn it out from the place that he used it.
And therefore, why? What's, because we learn it out from the Koyin that brings the Mincha, and there it says the word Koyin, and it says Aroinu Banav. There means males and not females.
So
that's a Binyanav. Everywhere,
B'chol Hatar. Says the word Koyin. How do you know that? That also means only males and females.
There has to be a Messiah for that.
Of course, everything.
In other words, one person learns because it says it, it's only there, the other person says because it says it, it's true.
Everything, every drasha, every single drasha in the Talmud is always a Messiah. Absolutely. You can see your own Torah. Everything has to come out to a Messiah. Absolutely.
Okay.
100%. Vaita, debay, Rabbi Eliezer, Yaakov, no, he disagrees. See, it's not so machlokes tanoim. We're saying that Ula's halacha is really totally machlokes tanoim because the base of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Tana koyin afil kohenes. Oh, now what's the drash? It says word koyin afil kohenes. Havi mirach amir, havi mirach amir, elul rabbis. It says word koyin, which, how do you know this? What's the tam? The Gemara over here is saying, how do you know means koyin, how do you know? Because it says word koyin in two places. It says word koyin by the koyin, by the mincha, and it says word koyin by the manas kohuna. Have a miut achar miut. Koyin simply means males and not females. But when you have a double negative, it becomes a positive. A mirach mil rabbis. What does Rashi say? Rashi
then
says,
even
jump down, my time. So Rashi adds into the gears of my time.
Which would be possible?
Rashi, dear, my timer. Have a meet. Rashi adds into the Nusach, the text, two more words that we do not have in our Gemara. And that's why on the side of the Gemara, in Oitz Aleph, they in fact have discovered one of the 42 manuscripts, Memtes, by time, okay? So our Gemara, Rashi, that was Rashi most of the time. You know, Rashi went in Germany, he learned there they had access to all the manuscripts. And Rashi went and he checked all the manuscripts to determine what is the Kragirsa. And the Dibra Hamasla of Rashi is telling us the Kragirsa. Here is my time. Doesn't say the word my time of the Gemara. Doesn't say those words. Doesn't have the our Gemara says, I feel it.
We are looking at that, Rashi.
Rashi, Dibra Hamaskal, my time. Right across two lines down. Right across two lines down, Rashi begins with the words "my timer." Have a meal.
I'm sorry, I don't have it.
What?
Before the Rabbi Elazar Yaakov.
Vaita. Further down. Keep on going. Two more lines.
I want to take
my timer. It's
I'm sorry.
In the
Divrei
Hamasul. Right. We don't have an Al Gemara. We only have Al Gemara. We have Al Gemara. Is the Koyein.
Oh, he's saying that was the garrison, the Gemara. My timer. Okay.
My timer. What's the lumdis?
Rashi.
Now, I made a mistake. And I told you not the two times Koyein. One from the case of the Mincha. In the parsha of the Zeroya. Lechoyayim v'akeva, it says the word koyein twice.
Yeah.
The first time it's really said in the plural, hakoyhanim.
Mm-hmm.
Hakoyhanim means males. Koyhanim. That's a chiddush because koyhanim, okay, it doesn't say, not koyhanim. Demashma kohanim v'le koyhanois.
Yeah.
Males. V'chsibu sev the Quran, v'nasa lakoyim.
Then it says again.
Hazrev, demashma nani koyim, v'niuta, koyhanis. Oh, I mean, mir elul rabbis, okay? So what have we done over here? We've done over here, we have machloikis tanoim. So we have learned so far that Ula held, he's an Amora, and Ula, action, practicality, gave it. Ula, he did a Maisarav. There's nothing like a Maisarav. A Maisarav goes to show you that it's not mishallah, it's not just theoretical. A Maisarav, Ula went and he gave the manas kuna to a female. And then the Gemara says...
Why? Because he held like Reb Lesben Yaakov.
Obviously, from what comes out from the Gemara, because he holds like Reb Lesben Yaakov, that when it says the word koyim, he's saying a little bit more different. He's saying Reb Lesben Yaakov goes a step further, because he makes a drasha. It says koyhanim, it says koyein, ein miut achamid al rabas. When we learn Ulu didn't go so far to say it. Ulu just says it says the word koyein. Koyein is mashma. Afila koyein is mashma. It could very well be that Ula's mesora, I have to see all the Rishonim, is not based upon Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because from the Gemara Tzmash, the Gemara did not make the drasha of a miut achamid el rabbis. He said very simply, the word koyein v'afil l'koyhenes. It's just a matter of translation.
And if you learn a miut achamid el rabbis, how does the other person learn that?
The Gemara is not going into that. The Gemara is the extra question. That's the Chad Gadya. What is this one? This one back and forth. So the Gemara... Very rare, that more often than not, does not go and tell you what tie up all the loose ends. Doesn't do that for us. And that is not our topic for today. Vaita. Now the Gemara goes
so
Vaita.
What can he possibly hold? It isn't a Miyur Achamiyut? Or he holds, no, Miyur Achamiyut is not the rabbis.
You can say both ways. Eilu v'eilu. Eilu v'eilu divril kimchan. You can say all different ideas. Rav Kahana, Achal b'shvil ishanu. Now we go Vaita. Now the Gemara is coming to elaborate on Ula. We don't exactly know. The Gemara didn't say. Rashi added that point into the Gemara. How did Rashi know? Maybe Rashi was visiting Rav Kahana. Maybe him, maybe not Chavez, but Rashi. But Ula just gave his manas to a kohenes.
Right.
He did not explicitly say in the Gemara if she was a single woman or she was married.
Right.
Because one can argue when
maybe
a woman
she
is
was married,
Ishtar,
and then
you can argue that
that was
a gufay.
You can't. You should gufay.
And she loses her privilege.
Rav Kahana doesn't say that. What Kahana says does not necessarily mean that you can't speak for. You can't speak necessarily for Ula. But Rashi did. Rashi said the one and the same. And that Rav Kahana, he says, when you give to a single woman, a woman of kindness, you can give even if she's a married woman, an eshes ish.
Yes.
We do not apply the principle of ishtoi kigufay with regard to.
How do you know Ula includes that as well?
We don't know.
Or
Rashi
know.
Said, we don't know.
Yeah.
At face value, we don't know. Rashi said even an eshes ish. How did Rashi know? I don't know. Rashi says afilu eshes ish. That's what Rashi. Rashi
oh,
said that.
Here it is. Yeah,
okay.
Nice position, yeah.
By the way, over here I have a gift.
Is a woman allowed to accept a present from a man?
Oh yes, and it's a sneezing question. Okay.
And what about in general? I guess that's by Zeroy L'Chayayim, you're not going to say that.
Right.
Obviously
exactly.
Wrong.
Because it's like it skips
why?
Off. They
but I'm saying
it's
a woman.
Sneezing, right? To go give a woman a matana.
But this is already. But this
what?
Is already like a mitzvah. This is not just.
Oh,
like
it's a mitzvah.
Out of you're not being affectionate. By
okay,
giving.
You're right. Obviously,
that's
a
lack of sneezing.
There's nothing wrong.
Affectionate.
There's nothing wrong. There's no. It doesn't enter anywhere. It's in Torah. It's sneers. Don't state no in the Torah. A law of sneers. It's yados.
But I have an interesting kasha. Is in of shlach manos an almana? You shouldn't give a shlach manos when it looks like you were already mekadosh but slavloin. So maybe this also.
Yes,
it applies the same
by
thing.
By giving the Zorah HaKeva, so it looks like maybe in Kaddish.
Yes, I just thought about it.
I mean, whatever. Look, the truth is, there's no such thing. There's no din of Kiddush. Unless you say Harim Kiddush in front of witnesses, you miyachin edim, and you say
no,
the word Harim Kiddush.
No, but people think you were already Mekadosh, and this
okay,
is just avoidance.
Okay, whatever.
That's what it's
if
brought down to the
give,
place again.
All right, Rabbi Yisrael, let's go
weiter.
Let's not get distracted.
Okay.
Let's go weiter. Rav Kahana, Ochel B'Shul Isha, over here, Rav Kahana had a wife. His Rav Kahana, it seems, was no, it seems not.
He was
not a kohen.
That's just his name.
Okay, that's a very important
issue.
Right, look at his base. The shelter's parashas. Look at it says over here. That's why they changed the girsa. That is why because the appears Rav Kahana was a kohen. Okay, so that's the problem.
So his wife was a kohenas.
No, but so therefore there's no chiddush then. So it seems over here that's why there's a girsa change.
Yeah.
Change the girsa of Huna. On the side of the Gemara, there's another girsa because L'chayra Rav Kahana was a Kohen. So then what's the Chiddush?
But he says there was a lot of Kahanas, he says here. This Kahana was a Kohen.
So that's why if you make it to Rav Huna, you have no problem. But the truth is, if you want to keep Rav Kahana as a Kohen, you can say a lot of lumdas here that is that if you give it to the wife, what right does he have to take it away from his wife? All right, but let's not go down that path.
So what's the story here? He was a Yisrael.
He's a Yisrael.
She was a
Kayanis.
So she's now a Yisrael Halis.
No.
Because Yisrael HaChayayim, you're allowed to give it to her.
Yisraelis, no, she's a Bas Kohen. A Bas Kohen is always a Bas Kohen. So only comes to Truma. Only when it comes to Truma is she no longer allowed to eat Truma.
Uh-huh.
But when it comes to Zreve HaLechayav Yaakov, she retains her Kedusha.
She can eat as much as she wants.
What?
She can eat as much as she wants.
Zroya, it's right, much tongue as she wants. Shilas, can she share it?
Sure, tongue is part of the
cheek.
Why not?
What?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What?
Exactly. What's the Chiddush, right?
Share
with any
Yisrael.
Exactly. Oh, no, but the Chiddush of the Gemara is, guess what? They gave it directly to him, not to her. Sneers.
Say it again. They gave it to her.
Directly to him.
Oh.
Hail Shalom this?
So that means he has to give it to her.
It says Bishvil Ishtoi. Bishvil Ishtoi. For someone else.
On behalf of his wife. In other words, the
Ishtoi could go for you.
He has this. But Ishtoi is a pillow with the Gemara saying of it. Look at the Gemara saying.
He ate on her behalf.
If you. What it means is.
Directly.
What it means is they gave, they knocked on the door and they said, Rabbi, Rav Huna, I'm giving this to you, some tongue for
wife.
Lunch. No, not, he didn't say to the wife, to you. Your yichus is your wife.
Good.
Since your wife is a kohenes, I'm a mele ishtoi kigufoi, I'm giving it directly
good.
To you.
And
he ate it.
Good.
Half flavor fella. If he gave it to her, and she then gave it to him.
For sure, you can.
For sure, she can give it to anyone.
Right.
Once she gets it, she can go give it to anyone she
even
wants.
Even a male coin.
She can give it to anyone.
A male coin for sure. Anyone.
Could give it away, yeah.
Anyone, once she gets it,
okay.
She can give it to everyone. So if she would give it to her, if you hold like the man, the Amma that says you can give it to a Bas Kohen, okay, of course you hold like you do a Bas Kohen, even though she's an Eishes Ish. So then once she gets it, Gesundheit, what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush here is half flavor fella.
Half flavor fella.
What?
Ishtoi kigufoi, that's all. She
no,
can't
but
get it directly.
If you want to say Ishtoi kigufoi, then she then he can't get, period.
What?
It's a two-way street. If you say Ishtoi kigufoi,
so
then
it.
She's me. Who's who? Who's the boss here now? Who has the pants?
So what do you mean she's not
Ishtoi kigufoi, then she loses her status of being a Bas Kohen. Then she's a Yisraelis. She doesn't get, period. Here you want to have
you're
your cake and eat it
too.
With regard to getting
right.
the money. Oh, she's not my wife.
That's it.
She's not my wife. There's only
Kessie
thing for you. But now, so therefore she can get it.
Yeah.
And now that she gets
that's it,
all of a sudden become Ishtoi kigufoi, you go straight to me.
That's
I
correct.
Take the money right
that's
to me.
That's correct.
Half of the fella.
Yeah.
You're going, you're taking both ends of the tail
that's
at the same
it.
Time.
That's right.
Got it?
Yep.
Chiddush, half of the fella, you're over here. What marriage is all about.
So what is Rashi
marriage only advantages.
So what
you go and all the disadvantages you put on her. Right?
So what does correct. Rashi say? Bishvil Ishtoi, she was a Kehenes.
She was a Kehenes in Yisrael.
What does Rashi say?
The Suulei, because he holds like, holds like Ula, and like the other Rebbe Eliezer, Koyein Vafila Kehenes.
Oh, I see.
Okay, and that's why he has a right to take it. And but the Chiddush, it goes straight to him. Vaid in the Gemara. The Gemara is a tremendous Chiddush. I'm going to have a 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 Chiddush. Rav Papa also a Chiddush. Rav Papa was a
heavy guy.
Was married. He was a big guy. He was married to who? A Bas Kohen. Okay, so remember we make a Siyam? When you always, they always give credit to the women by a Siyam, right? Right, they're the enablers. That's the key word.
Yeah,
that's
the
key word, right? They throw them out of the house. They want peace of mind.
Right.
Most men, they come back because
come
they're
on,
shmuck,
on,
because they bother them. They want out of the house.
Much about women. Let's
so,
come
so
why do you come?
Will you go, what?
Why do you come?
Why do
you
I come?
No excuse. Nobody's throwing you out of the house. You come
how
anyway.
Do you know?
Nee.
How do you know?
Your sister
you don't have a wife.
He thinks he knows everything, this guy. Nee. You also think you know everything.
Nee.
You don't know what's going on.
Okay.
Nee.
Okay, so it says, Bishvil Ishtoi. Now, the chish over here is... Over here, the you have to give credit to the Kohanim. The Kohanim, because the wife, the enabler, was a woman. Was a Bas Kohen. Hear Chiddush? A Bas Kohen. By the Siyam, you say the Papas. There's a wife also. And the wife is, let me tell you something very important now. This is extremely important. You should hear this now.
Yes.
Do you know that they're Steinman? He wrote 22 volumes on Shas called Ayelas HaShachar.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote 5 volumes on Chumash Ayelas HaShachar.
Yeah.
27 volumes.
Yeah.
You know what he called the Sefer Ayelas?
His wife.
Ayin, Aleph stands for Aryeh, Yud is A, Yud is Yehuda, Lamed is Leib, and the Sof is Tamar, his wife's name. The reason why he called it Sefer Ayeles HaShachar, because his wife, he said, was a partner.
He writes as an introduction.
Yeah, his wife was a partner. That's why the tough, the tough.
So why you said
she was a tough person?
She was the tough of the Ayeles. Alei Shur of Shlomo Alba. Do you know how he named this? His name is Shur? Shin Reish. Shin is Shlomo. Reish is Rivka. Mm-hmm. His wife. Alei Shur. Unbelievable.
But there's a vav in between.
The vav is a vowel. The vav doesn't count.
Okay.
The vav is only a vowel.
You also write that in the introduction. Yeah?
So vav ha, whatever.
Half of a fellow. Unbelievable.
So vav, that's mechaba.
And you know why? They did this? It all comes from Reb Chaim Halevi, the Brisker Rav. Reb Chaim Halevi, when he was nifter, his children put out Rabbeinu Chaim al Rambam, written the Chiddush Rabbi Chaim, and they wrote this beautiful tribute to their father in the Hagdama, and shortly thereafter, their mother came to them in a dream. Her name was Lifsha. She came to them in a dream and said, "I have tainus on you. You did not mention me in the Hagdama. You put out the Sefer Chiddush Rabbi Chaim, and you wrote up a biography on Reb Chaim, and you didn't even mention me. How could I'm an equal partner?"
So what
in the happens,
what did they do?
The next printing, they wrote a tribute to
Are
her.
Are you serious?
Yep.
Wow.
Two dinim. It was only one dinim.
Vaita.
Wife.
Okay, that concludes the Gemara. Ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Okay, so we're all about women tonight. Ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Fine.
She asked for supper.
It's for everyone who needs a wife, should, and everyone who needs a husband, they should find the Zivik Hagen. Weiter. Ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Her papa, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Fine. Rav Yema, ochal also, a third person, Rav Yema, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Okay? A fourth person, Rav Idi bar Oven, ochal b'shvil ishtoi.
You left out Amr Avinah.
I didn't go up to that yet. Four people.
Wow.
Four. Rav Kahana, some say Rav Hun, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Rav Papa, b'shvil ishtoi. Rav Yema, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Rav Idi bar Oven, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. There are four people. Four people. The Yotzeis, the Yitzal, the Yotzal, the four people, ochal b'shvil ishtoi. Unbelievable, huh? Weiter. Amr Avinah, Amr Avinah. Now, this is a chazara on the last three daf. Okay, if he came to the daf in the last 3 days, now this is a chazara, how we pass him all the different sugyas. We have five sugyas we learned in the last three daf. Omar, Vino, Amalim, Rema. Rema told me, Hilchasa, Chavos, Edraf. The heirs to Zachas, he passed him like Rav. This is the whole daf Gemara. What did Rav say? Okay, Rashi, what does Rav say? Hilchasa, Rashi doesn't say, because it's so obvious what Rav says, and I forgot what Rav says. We passed him like Rav. What was Rav? It was a whole daf Gemara.
131a.
What did Rav say? How could I forget what Rav said? Because I didn't even
know
what
Rav
said.
Exact the gift from a lady.
Hilchasa chavase derav she'ein moitzi me'alavim. Levim. Let's say you give manuscript to a Levi. You give him the zeroya ve'halichoyayim ve'akeva.
You can't be. You give to a Levim, you can't do that.
No, who says this? Machlis the Gemara. It's machleis the Gemara. So lechatchila, you should not. But let's say you give it to them.
Nee.
Can you demand give it back? It was a mistake. It was a toast. Give it back to me.
Nope.
Can they say no? Once we got it, you're not getting nothing because we're really there's a sheet that holds that a Levi is also nichlal in the word koyhanim. Or there's another drasha am.
Because they all come from Sheva Levi.
Exactly, and therefore we're not giving it back to you. So Allah, that's right. You cannot take it back if you by mistake give it to a Levi. You do not take it away. You let them keep it.
And some say you could take it back.
Yes, some say you keep it back. That's one Allah. Number two, Allah is chavos of chista. What of chista? Rashi tells of chista. The Amal El Hamach Hamam Machas. This we learn together. Hamazik Manus Leishacholin Potim Leshalim. If a person he's mazik manus kuna. If you mazik, I damage. I eat it myself. I have my presence, the tongue, and I eat it. And I do not give it to the Kohanim, like today. Today, no one gives those right to the Kohanim. I eat it. Can the Kohanim, are you mechuyev to go and give it to the Kohanim? No. You're not mechuyev. When it comes to Truma, you're not mechuyev to give it to the Kohanim. If you have it be'en, you have to give it to the Kohanim. And if by mistake, or whatever, you eat it up, no. It's an avla she'en yochel liskoin. You have no obligation to go into your pocket and give them the monetary equivalent of what it cost. Here, I ate it by mistake. Here's the money. You have no obligation. Number three, that we just learned, that you can give the zeroya lichoyam v'yakev even to a woman. And we also passed like Rav Ahada Barahava, that even what he say we just read is Chiddush. Oh, Rav Via, the Davna Locha. It's not that's not our daf. That's not our sugya. We're just throwing him in. a Leviya Sheyolda does not have to give, there's no din b'char. Like today, there's no din b'char if the wife is a Leviya.
Leviya
or a Kayanis. A Bas Kayan or a Bas Levi. There's no din a b'char. The only time there's din a b'char is when both parents are Yisraelim. Leviya Sheyolda, Bino Potter Michomesh Loim. Okay? So four halachas, that's halacha.
This is according to Rav Papa, this is only true if it's a Bechor of a Leviya and a Goy.
According to Rav Papa, we don't pass on that. We pass even if Yisrael, we pass it across the board. There's no din of Bechor by a.
What about if someone marries a Giyayris?
Doesn't matter. What? It was what?
As far as what?
Yes.
A ben?
Of course, yes. There is. There definitely is. Only if one of the parents is a Kohen or a Levi, either a Kohen or a Levi or a Bas Kohen or Bas Levi, then there's no din pinyan aben. Vaiters and Rabbanon.
I wouldn't say, but if let's say in his case of a Giyayris, if she had a rechem before and it's no more pinyan aben, it doesn't
Petr
matter.
Rechem, correct. It's not
doesn't matter that she was
right.
A goita.
We don't say gerish niskar cotton shenolat to change the biology.
Right.
That you don't do. That you don't, yeah, it has I'm to be the Petrach. Correct. As far as I remember. Hazroya. Now we go to Naisroya. Turn up on Hazroya. Hazroya. What?
You do? Hazroya.
I make it up as I go along.
It's unreal.
Yeah, go ahead.
You just say with the more conviction you say, the more people believe that you know what you're talking about. Turn up on Hazroya. Now we go into the Sugya of Klai. The Zroya of Klai apply the Klai of Klai. Klai means two behemoths. Now let's go back to some background. What did we learn in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says you only have to give the Zroya Lichayim Yakeva on behemois, not chayois. So a deer is there?
No mitzvah.
Only a behemoth. Let's say I have a behemoth, but the behemoths are not a mixed marriage. There is Rachel, a goat and a sheep. A goat and a sheep. So, and
is this
possible? Yes,
yeah.
You have to know with the male. One has to be male with female.
What comes out?
I don't know what comes out. I don't know what, whatever. But whatever comes out, we don't need to know the details at this moment in time. We just need to know the system. It seems possible. You can have two behemoths, different types of behemoths, and it is forbidden to mate them. But let's say they made it on their own, or let's say a guy did it. Or let's say he did it. Or let's say the person did it himself. Question. Now you have a baby, and now you want your shechet. Are you mechuyev to give to the koyein from a creature that was born through kilayim? And the answer is yes. Okay, the answer is yes.
Ooh.
What's koy? Koy is a creature.
Koi.
A koy is a creature. It's a soft
goat and a deer.
It's the offspring of a goat.
Goat
and
a deer. So which the male? Which
goat
the female?
And a deer?
Which
yeah.
the which the male? The goat.
I think a goat is a male.
Wait. Deer. That's a koy. No. That's a koy. Okay, so you now discuss, there are many definitions for the word koi. Okay, so over here, we're going to limit ourselves. Some learn a koi is a bria b'fnei atzma. Some say, and the shayla.
A horn coming out of this.
Whatever it is. That's a keresh. I think it's different now. Whatever it is.
Something
whatever it is.
Corn,
but in this Gemara, the Gemara now is saying a chiddush that we're dealing with a certain type of koi. The word koi depends upon the sugya of the Gemara. Okay, so the way we're going to translate koi here does not reflect on how we translate the word koi elsewhere. Only on that kuf lamed base are we going to translate via koi. What's a koi? A koi is a kalayim between a behema and a chaya.
Okay.
So when it says the word kalayim in the Brayis, the first kalayim is between two behemois. And the second word, koi, is a kalayim between a behema and a chaya.
Yeah.
So since there's a 50 percent portion of this new creature that is comes from a behema, there is a chiyuv to be mafresh the zeroya lechayav yakev to the koyin, the kalayim of the koyin. Rabbi Lezer says kalayim b'mino izunach Rachel. The first example there, I agree with you is chayav b'matanois. But the second case, what you call the koi, which is a mixture between a behema and a chaya, minat hayosh uminat tzviya, a sheep, a female, a male sheep, uminat tzviya, a female deer, which is the koi. Yeah. I disagree with you. I hold that there's no din matnas kuhuna when it comes to a mix between a behema and a chaya. Since one partner is a chaya and a chaya is potul gamri, that automatically disqualifies like a shutfis. A shutfis disqualifies potul gamritanas. Let's see. Kaimalomi pasn dilim kisi adam. Frankly, the following kasha. What is the halacha with regard to kisi adam kalayim? The only way you can have hechatimsa when it comes to let's see, we're discussing the second case over here is where we have a cross between a chaya and a behema,
right.
And the hechatimsa is where who's the male? The male is the tzvi, the deer. Is there a chiv kisi adam on a chaya?
No.
Yes, only on a chaya. Only on a chaya. Only on a chaya is a kisi adam. What? Because the blood does not go on the mizbeach. By a behema, the reason why there's a din of kisi adam on a chaya. There are many reasons. It's gzeris hakos. That's the bottom line.
No, what I'm saying. What's these?
It's like the drasha alum this is because by behema the blood is meant to go on the mizbeach as a korban. Lechatchila is supposed to bring all behema, it's all
and therefore there's no kizah
there because the blood is meant to go on the mizbeach on the zrika, but a chaya is never offered on the mizbeach. Never, you never bring a chaya as a korban. So in order to have an opportunity to do a mitzvah with its blood, Hashem gave us the mitzvah of kisi adam. Okay? You want to say the drasha? Let's do that. That's not okay, us. Has Rebbe Lachaim Elakim Noegi Meklaim? Now, Rebbe Lozor, I'm sorry. In fact, the Gemara, Gashkash over here is, let me find the place, Michti. Kaimullah and the leading kisi adam, Matanois. When it comes to kisi adam, what's kisi adam? If the father is a chaya, and the mother is a behema, are you chayv in kisi adam? Yes. When it comes to matanis, now which matanis are we referring to? Rashi, michti kaim the Rashi, jump down a couple lines in the Rashi, michti kaim alon, the ois of yes benoi, the in kisi adam, a matanis, lem shachslo, the side, Rabbi Lezer, the lebron, elm, the tzvi, and the of a se, veloi mixa se. Okay, and now which matanis are we referring to? We're referring to matnois kahuna, I'm assuming the zroi v'lacham l'kaeva. Loy meshkachas elavit svicha bala tiyosha. Ubein l'Rabbi Eliezer, ubein l'Rabbi Rabbanon. There the mesaf kolon. We have a machlokes. Ichoyshin lezera ha'av. I ein choyshin if not. And what's the dilemma? The dilemma over here is uvese viafilu miksa se kamivlegi. Over here we have a partner. The father is what? The father is a chaya. A chaya is chayv in what in kisui hadam. But the chaya is potter from matnas kahuna, and but the mother is a behema. A behema is potter mikisi adam, but a behema is chaya matnas kahuna. Yeah. So the shaila over here is when it's part. It says in the pasuk, you bring the matnas kahuna from a seh. A seh means literally a 100% seh. Over here, you want to bend the rules and say seh doesn't only mean 100%, even 50% seh. Ma'asavar seh v'afilu miksa seh. U'ma'asavar seh v'afilu miksa seh lo yarmuinan. Okay, so we have a machlokes. Now here comes, now enters into the Gemara. So Bishlav, Rebbe Eliezer, the Paltek, he holds seh v'lo miksa seh. El Rabbanon, so fair, the Gemara is a kashna, what's going on with the Rabbanon hold? Nihi namid, because seh v'afilu miksa seh. Palgol lishkol vidach palgol lemele aisei raish dein choshem lezerav v'shukol. Frankly, the Gemara kasha that even if you talk and want to say the drasha se v'afilu miksa se, but it's only 50%. So why then in the brisa does this opinion say you have to give for the baby 100% zeroya lichoyayim v'akev? We have a creature that is a cross between a chaya and a behema, we darshan se viafilu miksa se, right? Se lav davka if the creature is a 100% se. This child is only a 50% se. Has two parents, right? Has two parents. One is the mother, one is the father. The father is a chaya. There is no chiv to give matnas kahuna from a chaya. So why then am I giving matnas kahuna? Because well, the mother is a behema. Wait a minute, but the child is only 50%. So even if you are going to obligate me to give manas kahuna, I should not have to give more than 50% of the manas kahuna.
Uh-huh.
So we'll take the zeraya, the lechoyam yakeva, we'll cut it into two parts. I'll take care of myself, and you'll take the other half. Yeah, what does it say in the Braise? So that this man, the Amar, says you have to give 100%. So Bishop of Lezer goes over and says, you get nothing. I'm not giving you the other half. I see Raya, you bring me a Raya. You bring me a Raya that we should not take into consideration the Zera Ha'af. The father is a Chaya. If we take into consideration the Zera Ha'af, you put to the garment. If we'll ignore, then it'll be Mutter. Ushkol. You are correct. When it says here in the Brayis that you chayiv to give, you only have to go give 50%, not 100%. Okay?
Yeah.
That's the answer. Okay, that's the answer. Only have to give 50%. Next. Moser of Zerah, Koi, Yesh by Drachm, we have a Brayis, Yesh Drachm Shemel Behem, Yesh Drachm Shemel Chayiv. Yesh Drachm Shemel Chayiv Behem. We have a Koi. And a koi, there are some halos that we treat like a chaya, some hema, some we treat like both. Ketzad, chel boyaser, ki chel behema. Who's chel v'zaser? Chel v'avei behema. Right? A koi, what?
Chel boyaser ki chel behema.
So we mechayish lezera. The mother is a behema. So living mimachne. V'damai the blood chayv lechasleis b'kedam chaya. So therefore, we treat you like a chaya and a behema. Drachim, we have drachim. Sham lebleim avachaya. Shadamoi v'gido yasudim kibeim avachaya. The dam is aser, and the dam is on and v'gido the gid hanoshe.
The gid
hanoshe only chayim we only by behemois. Aser kibeim avachaya. The same. They both both. Drinking. It is forbidden to consume the blood and eat the gid of both a chaya and a behema. So a koi manav shach. Whether the koi is a chaya behema, the dam and the gid hanoshe of the koi is also b'achila. The chayev ah, and also the chayev bezroya ulechayayim v'akeva. Rebbe Eliezer poiter. When it comes to the zroya, the lechayayim v'akeva, so that's machlekes. It's machlekes. Are we going to take into consideration that it's 50% and it's 50% behema, and you're going to be chayiv or not? That was the old machlekes. Now you just taught us that when it says you're chayiv means only 50%, right? Because even according to the Maan Deman, it says you're going to be chayiv. It's because se v'afilu miksa se, but that's not more than 50%. And yet in this price it says you're chayiv. It does not differentiate between 50% and 100%. So it's not a kasha. We have to preserve a certain consistent style in the vocabulary. Not a kasha. When it comes to the gid hanoshe, and it comes to the prohibition to drink blood, is there a difference between are you chayiv only 50% or 100%? 100%, because both a chaya and a behema are also in blood and in gid hanoshe. So when it comes to those two halachas, it's 100%, of course. So since there it's not shayach to say the word chatzi, so in order to preserve the style, the stylistic consistency, stylistic symmetry, in the words of the Braisa, that's why we said chayiv in Echanam, you are correct, you only chayiv 50%. Are we good?
Yeah.
Right. Ki yasa rav, and amar v'yachnan, koi l'rabon chayiv b'kul matonis. I disagree. Gantzazach, why the tanya, koi l'rabon chayiv in the whole thing, not only 50%. We don't say this drasha. What happened in the Braisa? Shar matam ulam ashar. It says in other words, shar oiseh. Shar oiseh. Matam ulam ashar.
Shar oiseh,
it's aleph on the side of the Gemara. V'zoi is taras ha-mincha ha-kriv ha-sobri ha-rod v'lifni ha-shem ul-mul ha-mizbeach. Zeh karban arnu bonav asher yakriv ul-hashem b'yoy mi-moshach v'tzai yasis v'yif ha-solas. That's not the pasuk. It's a mistake in the Gemara. Look at that. No, it says base. That's it. I mistake. It says base. So it says the word shar, and it says the word imshar. The word im is redundant. What's the word im for? It's superfluous. What's imshar? Imshar. The word im is coming to Marbe. What is im is actually? I don't need the word im. What's im coming to Marbe? Kilayim. If it's not 100, it's only 50%. Imshar. L'rabba is esa kilayim se. Why is the word se? It should have just said the word se. My time limit in se. L'rabba is esa koi. Okay, so therefore, according to the Rabbanan, we have a drasha, and the drasha is what im is coming right. to be marbe, is coming to be marbe, kilayim, even two animals, even it's not a pure seh, it's a breed between a seh and a gdi. You also chayiv in matnas kuna. What's im seh? Im is coming to be marbe, a cross between a chaya and a behema. You chayiv to give 100% matnas kuna. It's a drasha. So the other word is kasha, a very beautiful drasha. What about Rebbe Eliezer? Rebbe Eliezer says no. You only chayiv of 50%. What will do the drasha? Rebbe Eliezer chayiv im hol avalim b'bayulei lechalek. If it did not say the word im, we would think yeah, the only time you're going to be chayiv is only if you're giving both. Only if it's your lucky day and you have two animals, you have in your flock a shor and a seh, and both of them you slaughter, and I have in my possession two tongues, so then I have to give them. But if I only have one, I don't have to give it. Kamash milon im is lechalik, either one or the other. Oh, rabban lechalik minalu. Oh, how then? The question goes back. How then do the rabban know lechalik? Nafkulei me ace. There's another word. The word ace. Zevach zevach. There, the zevach is singular. The teacher one, Rabbi Lezer, the question falls back like the Chagadia. Question falls back. What's the word zevach in you? Rabbi Lezer, Haime Ezevach, my Avalei, Biboyle, Lich, the Rava, the Marava, Hadinim, Atabach. Who has the obligation to give the Zroya, the butcher? Not the person who buys it. Not the person, exactly. Not the one who buys it. In other words, if I go and I slaughter an animal, and then I sell the meat, the one who has the obligation is going to be the butcher.
You can't sell the meat.
I can't go sell them with the Zroya and then go and your problem. You have an obligation to give it and I can't go charge you for it. It's therefore exactly that it's automatically, it's my obligation. It's not part of the sale. It's not part of the sale. And that's in a Zoiv Chei Hazrach. And the Gemara does not go the last step. How will the other man know this Drasha? Whatever the Gemara does not, Darshan does not tell us that. Okay, so we're done. Next halacha. Now we're going into the sugya of Taruvus, what Chulin is famous for, a sugya of Yoredeya, sugya of Taruvus, b'char shnis arba meha, a b'char which gets mixed in 100 animals. Bizman now is a b'char chay, is a b'char chay in Zerah Hamakageva, a b'char. If I have a firstborn animal that's born to me, am I obligated to give to the koyin the Zerah Hamakageva? Of course not. Why not? I have to give the whole animal. Thing. Very good. Excellent. Very good. So, but I have a Bukhar. The Bukhar now gets mixed up and I have another 100 animals. So, what animal goes and talks to the Kohen? The other 99 animals are Chulin animals. So, what do I do with the other 99 animals? Each one might be the Bukhar. The Bukhar is Potter. The answer is, Bukhar is Bemeya Bizman Shemeya Sher Bizman Shemeya Shechatines Kulon. Now, let me just tell you the Gemara. In order to make sense out of this Gemara, let me explain to you the case here. The case of the Gemara is going where the Bukhar, Yitach, gave. Let's just answer that kasha right away in order not to make it be confused. The Gemara explains the case is where I have a Bukhar, and the Bukhar, and I give it to the Kohen. And if for whatever reason it gets a blemish, or let's say I get a blemish before I gave it to the Kohen, I gave a Kohen a blemished Bukhar. The Kohen is now permitted to eat it and even sell it. And the Bukhoyin went and he sold it to someone else, or he gave it to someone else. And this Yisroel now has in his flock roaming around an animal that originated as the Bukhar. It had a blemish, so it was declared to be mutter, and it was given to the Kohen. The Kohen gave it back to someone. He gave it as a gift, or he gave it, he sold it. And now that it winds up in my flock, that Bukhar that I have roaming around in my flock is potter from Matanis. Okay, a Bukhar is potter from Matanis, even though it was born with a blemish, and it's my property. It's the property of a Yisrael. Or maybe it's a Kohen's property. Kohen has it. No, he keeps it himself. It's my property, the Yisrael's property, and it's roaming around. That Bukhar will be potter from the Matanis, but the other 99 animals are chayv in the Matanis, and now there's a Taruvus. So what am I going to do? So Bukhar is b'meya, b'zman b'meya shechet in eskulon. So here's the very tremendous chiddush
l'halacha.
Let's say it's a shared group, and they have 100 people own stock in this.
They all own each one, no?
Let's say for argument's sake, no, it's not. So you can't put a label on it. There's no label. There's a collective. There's a co-op. There's a co-op, and we have 100 animals. So therefore, the rule is that when the season is over, everyone takes any animal they want. 100 people show up. And they take for each one is entitled to take one animal for themselves.
So we know for sure that one of these animals is a Bukhar.
Oh, right. And each one will become the private property of a separate person. 100 people are going to do shechita on 100 animals. Okay. They're going to be 100 ba'olim, 100 tabachim. So bizman shemei shechatim es kulam, the halach is poitim es kulam. Every single one of these shechatim is exempt. Is exempt from the zera halakayim, because this one is a bchar. Let's say it belongs by one whole person. Echad shechat es kulan. Then pardon me, echad. So then you don't can't say that. Then the halach is that you give 99 tongues to the kohen, and one tongue you keep for yourself. Echad shechat es kulan. Echad shechat es kulan. That's the case. Poitim is egloy echad. Period. Okay, we're done. Next halach. The Gemara is going to review the halachas. Let's say I'm a butcher and I have a customer. You have to see the way we work in Tam Chazal. The way we work in Tam Chazal is the butcher owned the animals. I'm a butcher. I have the animals. They're walking around in my field. I am the owner of the animal. I don't slaughter an animal until I have a customer. A kohen walks into my shop and says, butcher, please slaughter for me the meat. I'm making a simcha. I need meat for a whole collection of meat. So I slaughter the animal for the kohen. Hashaykh the kohen will not. There's a guy. A guy comes into the shop and says, please, I need meat. The halach is part of the matanas. Because since he is my customer, even though I really own the animal, but I'm only shechting it to sell to him, so we consider the guy and the kohen already to own it at the moment of shechita, and therefore it's part of matanas kohen. However, let's say we're partners. Let us say that we are partners in the business. Okay, we have a partnership in the business, and we sell to Yisraelim. So the halach is all of the animals are exempt from matnas kohen. If you're a partner with a kohen or a guy, you're exempt from giving the matnas kohen. Maybe that's why bizman hazeh in chutz la'aretz. There's no din matnas kohuna. This is a very us for a very, very long time. It used to be the beginning in America not to have a butcher shop owned by a Jew. The meat was never owned by a Jew. I think the first one, only a number of years ago, the owner of St. James, he broke the tradition. There's a certain hakpad why, and I don't know why, and it could be this is one of the reasons why, because this halacha, if you have a shutvis with a guy, there's no din matnas kohuna. And it's a very big problem today because the matnas kohuna would put everyone out of business. Because part of the matnas kohuna is the tongue. The lechayam includes the tongue. And if you have to give the tongue away to kohen, then you can basically close up your shop. Go out of business. Traditionally, in America, in Chutz Liaritz, there was no such thing as having a meat that was owned by a Jew. It was always owned by a guy, partnership with a guy. Today, that's not true anymore. Today, they broke ranks, and today there are...
How do you let it have meat that's owned by a guy?
Partnership. What do you mean, owned by a guy? Animals. Why can't you have animals?
After the Shechita? Before the Shechita?
Before the Shechita.
And after the Shechita?
Even after the
Shechita. There's a rule of Bosesh and the Salim and
I. So it's not Nisalim. So it's not Nisalim.
Even though it's the guy, he's a partner with the guy, but he's watching it.
Of course. So that would solve a lot of problems. Bizman hazeh, if you have a shutvis with a guy. But today we don't have to do a lot of these things. Our own taka by only Jews. And that's why today the taka of every problem. There are companies today that own the animals. They own everything from the beginning to the end. And then there's a very big problem. Why taka do they not give? In Eretz Yisroel, it was always a problem. Because they never had a shutvis with a guy. And then they were a shtar. The kohanim, they would give him a couple of bucks. And they would write a star, the Meichel, the Zeroya, the Halechoyam, the Akeva. They would Meichel it. The best Nagadal Yisrael, they would Meichel it. Weiter. Ha-Mishtad, the Imam, the Tzach, so what do you have to do? This is the idea of Marasayin. Okay, so the Mishnah gave you a Marasayin. If you have a partner, but not everyone knows that you have a partnership with a guy. Not everyone knows your partnership with a coin. So you have to go make a mark. You have to make a mark on the animal that this animal is owned by a coin or by a guy. And that way, no one's going to suspect that you're not giving the matnas kohuna to the kohen. Sarich sheyir shoyim. You have to make a simon on the animal so no one should suspect marasayin. Good. Let's say the kohen makes a partnership with you and he says, I'm only giving you the animal, but I'm not giving you, I'm not including the partnership, the matonis. The matanis do not belong to you, then I'm sorry, I skipped the line. Omar, we learned this. We learned this 2 days ago. Omar, let's say you go and you own the animal alone, individually, as a yachid. And you go and you sell a koyin. Omar, mecharli b'nei me'yachah, shalpara, v'hoibar matanis, and the koyin, v'einim nachlim v'nadamim. You do not deduct. Okay, you give the koyin, v'einim nachlim v'mishkol, nesna koyin, nachlim v'nadamim. Okay, then you get a discount because since it's going to be sold by weight, it's not going to be included.
Okay.
Holamad.
When does he see him?
What difference does it make? I'm not making you see him.
Do whatever you want.
Whatever day you want.
Just tell him.
I don't know if he can eat chametz.
Eat whatever you want.
Is it on Pesach?
What Pesach?
Just bring the food, that's all.